This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Much as history sometimes seems to repeat itself, so too does business. The proposals to be Amazon's second headquarters city are all now sitting on Jeff Bezos' desk, among them an offering from Dallas, Texas. But this is not the city's first time playing in the corporate headquarters big league. 16 years ago, North Texas almost won the headquarters of another Seattle-based giant contemplating a move, Boeing. And while history does record that Chicago won that one, the economic story didn't end there. From KERA in Dallas, Lauren Silverman explains that that defeat is part of the reason Dallas is in the running for Amazon today.
Back in 2001, a Texan was in the White House. Dallas native Erykah Badu was on the radio. And billionaire Mark Cuban had recently bought the Mavericks. You could say things were looking up. But downtown Dallas, it was dead. Some joked the sidewalks rolled up at 5 p.m.
Everybody that worked down here, which happens to be the largest workforce in North Texas, they come to work, get out of their car, go to their office, and come back to their car and go home.
John Crawford is CEO of the economic development group Downtown Dallas, Inc. He says there were only a few hundred people living downtown. Everyone had fled to the suburbs. So when Seattle-based behemoth Boeing announced it was looking to move its headquarters and considering the Dallas area, everyone scrambled to come up with a desirable proposal, one that focused on amenities besides downtown. Chris Wallace was CEO of the Greater Irving Las Colinas Chamber of Commerce at the time.
So our pitch was, you know, the ready skilled workforce, great transportation systems, easy access, housing opportunities. We thought we had a very good package.
He says even sports heroes got in on selling North Texas. In the competition to land the world's largest aerospace company, Dallas made it to the final three. The other cities were Chicago and Denver. Valletta Forsyth-Lill, who was on city council at the time, says folks in Dallas were betting tax incentives and a business-friendly environment could land the deal. She worried that wouldn't be enough.
And I think a very unfortunate mistake that we made, I can remember showing up at a reception for Boeing in a presentation, and it was done in a high-end suburban hotel. As nice as that hotel is, really gives you no sense of being any place other than a suburb, which can look like other suburbs in America.
Boeing wanted more. Chicago, with its lively art scene, took the gold. Lil says the rejection was a major ego blow.
What it felt like was Boeing felt that we were not a major American city. And I think that was the hurt.
In the early 2000s, people like Lil had a vision for what Dallas could become. Big plans to renovate historic buildings for residential use, to build a world-class theater, opera house, and sculpture garden. But you can't sell vision, Lil says. You have to sell reality. So private donors stepped up. Wealthy individuals gave tens of millions of dollars to help bring the Dallas Arts District to life.
You're in the largest urban arts district, and it has substantially evolved.
Lil is sitting downtown at a cafe next to, yes, an opera house and a theater. From here, you can see the district's evolution. Kids running through green grass, planes overhead, and a five-acre park down the street. In just a few blocks, there's a collection of five cultural facilities, all of them done by Pritzker Prize-winning architects. Lil says some of these additions were a reaction to Boeing's rejection.
Boeing is in the back of people's mind. It was always a little nagging conscience piece. What do you, as Dallas, need to do to be a better city?
Lil says there's still a ways to go. But now, the sidewalks don't roll up at 5 o'clock, and Dallas is in a much better position to woo Amazon. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.